today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Shaking while the choir's singing and shaking going on when he wine you and dine you. That's not this kind of part. I ain't trying to entertain none of y'all. I'm here to drop it like it's hot. Give it to you the way he gives me so you can get up from that rut and be the man and the woman that God wants you to be. Everybody can't handle that. They like smooth talkers. They like people to stay out of their business. But Holy Ghost is invading your space today, and God wants you to walk in his authority and his power.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Experiencing the Power of God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3 through 6.
Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you, for though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Give special notice to verse 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. That's resurrection. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. This morning in the early service, I shared a message called Lift. Here in our late service, get this, experience the power of God. There's a resurrection power to lift you beyond the status quo and to take you into new heights and deeper depths. I need to speak to you and impart, not preach, because the power is already here. I don't have to preach the power. I think preachers are saying way too much, and we need to let Holy Ghost work with you. Amen. He's going to wash you out. He's going to cleanse you, but empower you to do great things. Father, thank you for the word of the Lord and for the gathering of your sons and daughters. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee, and I would ask that you would empower me with your word. For where there is no Rabboni, where there is no mentor, where there is no visionary, where there is no vision, the people perish. Thank you, Father, for fresh knowledge and understanding about where you would have us to go. So give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. Give us hearts to receive and a spirit to contain this word. We will give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put your hands together one more time for the word. Oh my God. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your poise. I want you to grow, straighten out your spine, and receive what the Spirit is saying to you. I'm asking you not to slouch or to become distracted while I'm teaching. If I can give 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours to study, can't you give 40 minutes to listening? You didn't come out to the house of God to fall asleep. You didn't come out to meet your new lover. You didn't come out to get a meal. You came out to hear from the Lord. And if you came out to hear from the Lord, you're going to meet God. He's going to meet you right where your point of need is. So I need you to focus. Come on, snap to it. I need you to focus so you can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. We're here to spread God's love. We're also here to spread God's light, His love and His light to others, and to spread the good news that He is our Lord and Savior to others. When we walk with God, and I pray that every one of us is taking steps with God, it may not make things easy when you walk with God. Some people are looking for things to get better when they walk with God. Some of us have been on a track where nothing moves for 3 years and you got to buckle down. That's why I don't preach these pies in the skies for people, that when you come to Jesus, everything is going to be all right. No, once you get your mind right, the enemy will come against you like a flood. You now have a big target on your chest. People will misunderstand you on the job, in the community. You can go to Walmart and somebody will say something stupid to you. What you doing? You've been waiting on a parking spot and all of a sudden they take it from you. If you're not careful, you'll be out there. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Giving them the finger. You're supposed to be a Christian. I'm coming against that cussing spirit in believers today. Cussing demons done hit us. We need to get our head together. Oh, Jesus, my God. Things don't get easy, but they do get better when you walk with Jesus. It makes some of us, it may seem impossible for things to get better, but we know what the Word says. All things are possible to them which believe. So walking with Him gives us assurance of His presence and His power in our lives. Walking with God gives us assurance of His presence and His power in your life. You will never know that His presence and power is available to you if you won't walk with Him. Just like you won't know me if you don't talk to me. I'm like Jodeci, said, come and talk to me because I really want to see you. Can I talk to you? I need you to listen. If you're going to understand who I am, you got to walk with me for a while. Then when some variance comes, you won't flip out. You'll say, I know their heart. The longer you walk with a person, the more you should know their heart. Can somebody say amen? And you won't flip off with your lip when you walk with the person for a while. When you walk with God, you will begin to sense. You will become assured of His presence and His power operating in you. And once you know it, the devil won't be able to mess with your mind like he does. When you're all alone, when you feel alone, you will act like you're alone. But if you know somebody is with you, things calm down. I was stuck in an elevator in the great city of Naples at 3 a.m. Now I pushed the elevator went down and then it stopped between floors. I pushed the button again, it didn't move. I pushed it another time, it didn't move. I pushed it 80 times, it didn't move. And I started feeling claustrophobic. So I stood there for a moment. Well, nothing is moving, so I sat on the floor. 30 minutes passed, pretty cool. 40 minutes passed. I was like, oh, God. Now, I don't know if that has ever happened to you before, and I pray it never happens. I felt like I was being buried alive. And I started sweating. I took out my handkerchief like I was preaching. I popped the sweat off. I was sweating bullets. Bullets was coming out of my forehead. I was like, God, God, help me, Jesus. All of a sudden, I heard a voice. Hello? Hello? I say, I thought Jesus was calling. I said, true, praise the Lord. Thank you. Yeah, I'm stuck. We got somebody working on it. We'll be right there. Don't worry. As soon as I heard that voice, everything in me that was full of anxiety began to calm down. Because I felt like someone was working behind the scenes with me. When you're all alone and you don't hear anybody's voice, life can treat you like you're stuck in an elevator. Between floors, between two dimensions. And when God's word, when he begins to track you and find you, if you walk with him, you'll sense that he's with you, even if you can't feel it. And a sense of peace will come upon you during the storms of your life. Amen. Even if you can't reach me, you need to be able to reach him. If you need me, I'm not training you to depend on him. You need a new pastor. Now, I take care of the babies and I take care of the people. This is good to have a pastor because the Bible says, how can you hear without the preacher? But the preacher's job is not to make you dependent on me. It is to make you know who he is. My job is to refer you to the one that's standing behind me. You wonder why demons run away from me? It's because they're not afraid of me, but there's a big giant standing behind me. And he's standing, he flexes. When I worship him, he's magnified. That's why demons tremble. And if you ever virtuous woman, if you ever mighty man, get the one that really loves you to stand up in your life, demons will start running from you. Your thoughts will clear out and you'll be a better person as you move forward in life. I'm going to do like Bishop Folkson. Y'all ain't listening. I'm going over here. Walking with us gives us a sense of presence and power. Write this down. God wants you to walk in his power, and he wants you to walk in his authority. I say it again. God wants you to walk in his power, and he wants you to walk in his authority. If I made myself a pastor, then I would have to have people or myself. I would have to depend on my own authority to get things done. But I wasn't sent here because I believe I was a pastor or I just wanted to pastor. He made me one. That means he has to give me his power and his authority to do my job. I've been the chaplain of the fire department here in the city and the fire department and the police department. And one of the things that happens when you're a chaplain, they give you a badge, just like a sheriff. And when you step on the scene, if they see that badge, they're going to let you through, especially if there's a suicide. And for some reason, suicide is big here in Palm Bay all the way down to Sebastian. Young teenagers are hanging themselves. It's been that way for several decades. The fire department is called when that happens. That's why we need to get young people to get the word in them. Because any spirit telling you to end it all is not God. God is not going to tell you. So you are, it's on, either God is speaking to you, the devil is speaking to you, or you're speaking to yourself. Which one is it? God don't tell you to kill self. And God don't tell you to murder no one. Like those girls who were killed in Ocala by young people. There's something invading our society. And if you don't see it, you better get your head out of the sand. Young 12-year-old taking out a gun, blowing away girls. What? You in Ocala? This is not New York. This is cow pasture. But that renegade spirit is taking them to the compound. It's taking them to the streets of our city. It doesn't matter where you are today. You don't have to be in the wild, wild west. There's a spirit that wants kids to kill kids. But I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. You don't have to submit to that. You can get the word in you. And where hate is in you and anger is in you, God can give you some love. And you love your mama. I don't care what happened to you. You love your mama. And God will make your days long. Glory to God. I'm preaching to somebody up in here. Why y'all quiet? Mama should be saying, tell him, bitch, tell him. Thank you, Jesus. All of y'all that's used to your church with a preacher whining and dying and y'all shaking and they're singing your favorite song. You shaking while the choir's singing and shaking going on when he whine you and dying you. That's not this kind of part. I ain't trying to entertain none of y'all. I'm here to drop it like it's hot. Give it to you the way he gives me so you can get up from that rut and be the man and the woman that God wants you to be. Everybody can't handle that. They like smooth talkers. They like people to stay out of their business. But Holy Ghost is invading your space today, and God wants you to walk in his authority and his power. You know, as a believer, as a Christian, that you have power in you. Anybody ever tell you that? Maybe you haven't tapped into it, but I'm here to tell you, you have power in you. Not your power, God's power. Thank you, God. Whoever taught you how to use his power or how to access the resurrection power of God. You read about it, but many of us don't even understand it. Amen. That's like people that have insurance but won't go to the doctor. It's right there. It's right there. You feel a lump, go to the doctor, get it checked out. Especially people who've been taught that if you have faith, you don't need no doctors. Listen to me. God has created medicine to help us. And I believe in healing. I believe in it. I believe God wants healing to break out in our church. But until you're healed, be wise. I said, until you're healed, be wise. Why would we have a health and wellness ministry if we believe that God can heal? Because everybody is not on the same level of faith. Why would we wear masks during the pandemic? I had a lot of people to leave mad, leave the church because they felt like we don't have faith. We should be able to command corona because there are different people with different levels of faith. And I got elderly people in here. Somebody's got to be their shepherd. Their immune system is compromised. You want me to kill them? You don't care about your mama? What happened to you? You better get that together. I'm a shepherd. My job is to transport people and resources to a predetermined spot. And I need those who associate with me to help me to do that. Not fight against it. Help me to transport people and resources there. Where is there, Bishop? I don't know. All I know is I'm following him. And if you walk with God, you'll get there eventually. Unfortunately, we do not know how to use the power. But God is going to teach us how to do so. It's on the screen, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. And over all, everybody say all. Over, y'all not saying it. Say all. All the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now here's the word now. If you don't know that, the enemy will make you hurt all the time because you have not accessed the word. You say, I don't believe that because I'm hurt. Well, did you access the word, confess it, and hide it in your soul so you can be inoculated from these trials in life? We're not saying stuff won't come, but it'll come. It'll come against you like a flood, but you'll be like a duck. When water hits a duck, they don't worry about it. It kind of bounces off. Because he puts something in the feathers of the duck that it can be in water and still not be saturated with what it's swimming in. And God can have you in life that storms come, but when it comes against you like a flood, you're able to maneuver. You're able to flow with it, able to shudder, get the waste off, and still swim at what others are sinking in. Can I get an amen? Amen. We're not saying that you won't go through things, but it won't kill you. He said the serpent, the serpent is that which slithers. It is also that which climbs eye level. It is also that which is concealed. Usually the serpent don't deal with you face to face. It moves under the veneer of darkness. It is nocturnal mostly. It is cold-blooded. In other words, it's not like human. Amen. And it can track warm blood. In other words, it can stick out its tongue and see where warm mammals are, including man. And it can creep up on you or its prey without you detecting it, because it is able to conceal itself in the environment. The Bible said the things that are hidden in your life that you can't see right now, I give you power over the snakes that try to bite you. I'll put so much glory on you. They're in the land, but they'll stay in the holes because glory keeps them there. If you don't have this word, everything that's intended by the devil to bite you will bite you every time. But if you learn how to confess the word, it'll come against you, but the enemy won't have an advantage on you. Those snakes that are slithering and climbing in your family tree, they're climbing in your family tree and talking to you to seduce you, telling you you'll never rise up, you'll never be anything, you'll never go anywhere. You will cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against, I'm moving in the power, y'all, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and it will bring into captivity every thought. The battle is not out there, the battle is in your mind. Glory to God. The snake is slithering up the tree, all up in your mind, looking you eye to eye. Come on, ladies, you are the revealer of the enemy. It is the woman that saw him first. Thank you, Jesus. It is the woman that detected his coil first. Sometimes men are physical and they don't see the nuances. God put something in you to detect it. And the next time you wake up and you can't sleep, you need to be praying over your family. And young people, when you can't sleep, stop playing games and getting on your iPad. You need to start decreeing and declaring some things in the atmosphere and say, I'm not the child of the devil. No snake is going to get me. I'm going to give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. Watch God start submitting his word and he releasing his authority and power in your life. Not only does the snake come under his authority, but the scorpion. Thank you, Jesus. It has a sting in its tail. Some of y'all don't need to be running behind tail. You young people don't even know what you're doing. You can't handle no woman. You don't go after tail. Every tail has a sting. What do you do if you grab a tiger by the tail? She'll drag you through the forest if you fall in love with her. She'll drag you, be following everywhere. You're not even a champion yet. You can't handle that. You got cougars. Cougars like young boys. They want to rip them up. Because you can manipulate them and tell them stuff. Speak into their mind and they give you what you want. Stinger in the tail. Thank you, God. Some ladies, they think they can handle men. There's some men you can't handle. Stay in your lane, little girl. Stay in your lane. You mess around and get caught up. That man is a Mac. I said he's a Mac. You don't even know Mac. Scorpions. Good God, from Zion. The Bible said you'll tread on them. You'll see that nature in them. Put your foot on the nature and keep moving. Thank you, Lord. Y'all getting quiet? You must have run up on a mat. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to preach it. Every other power, the Bible says, all powers, and it's your enemies. All power. Look at the word now, but put it back up on verse 19. Serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. These serpents are coming from an origin. It's coming from the devil himself. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to stay in the house of God this year. I want every one of you all to be back here next Sunday. You're not supposed to come to church on Easter and nobody see you next. You need to stand up. Can you give God? Can you watch with me for an hour?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Experiencing the Power of God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-0911. That's reference number 2304-0911.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. You can also flip through the mobile app pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina in person or live for Women's Fellowship this Saturday, April 22nd at 9 a.m.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in collaboration with the 99th Squadron and the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen, will host a drone exhibition on Saturday, April 22nd at Fred Lee Park in Palm Bay. Beginning at 10 a.m., youth ages 12 through 18 will engage in activities that will include an orientation to drone flying, airspace factors, and drone flight competition. Email Michael Pittman at career.college@truthrevealed.org for registration details.
Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023. Schedule for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email vbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Times humming.